right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo, what's up, scumbags? It's Bam here. I got Novak and Yuka from the Dudesons. And it's me, sweetheart. And we are live in Los Angeles right now. And
Pussy Capital.
Can you hear me?
Yeah! Perkele. That's what I gotta say.
So you
what's
that mean?
What up? I'm actually happy to be here because other guys are in Finland freezing their balls off. So I'm pretty happy to be here.
Is it cold there right now?
It's getting cold. I hope.
What's the temperature?
Hopefully it's like minus 40, because that's what I want to see with Yarp being there.
Didn't Yarp get his thumb bit off by a polar bear?
Yeah, it was actually a normal bear, but I think that's a stupid. That's a rookie fault. He can't wrestle them.
Dude, I was telling Bam I saw one of you guys do this fucking gnarly stunt. You climbed up on a ladder and just let it fall and broke your back. Was
yeah,
that you?
I actually did. Yeah, I did it twice.
Twice? You broke his back twice?
Did you break your back?
Yeah.
Give me what you're on.
That's just pure insanity. But that was actually, and there was a year in between when I did it again and I broke my back again, so... That was actually pretty stupid, and that was scary because I couldn't feel my balls for a little while.
Was it like a 12-foot ladder? Oh, like
it was more. It was like 20-foot, and I climbed up and
off fell backwards.
Yeah, and you know, Yarpy just tipped it over and let go, and I just fell on my back and I cracked it because when I fell so hard.
Dude, it was gnarly. I couldn't even watch it.
Well, what happened to Yarp?
Yarpy, he's just chilling out in Finland, you know, because that's his neighborhood.
But when he fell back on the ladder, though, did he?
But Yarpy fell on his stomach, and he's so fat, so, you know, that kind of mellows down the fall.
Dude, so you... Whoa, hello?
No, yeah. It just took all the...
Okay.
Dude, I can't hear anything.
I can't hear jack dick shit.
But it's usually when dudes are in the studio, usually all the things break down.
So, dude, so when you were doing the ladder thing, you kept your feet on the whole time. Like, you didn't try to bail out. You took it right to the flat back?
No, I tried. I held on with my hands, but I kicked my feet away from the ladder, but not enough, so I just felt bad and cracked my back.
It showed him a year later. He's like, I broke my back, but I'm going to go for it again. Like, you just knew you were breaking your back again.
Actually, I thought I can do it now, but I guess I couldn't. So.
Are you going to try it again?
I don't know. We'll see. I guess what they usually say, that three times, you got to try it.
How come that wasn't on the DVD?
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's gnarly, dude.
I watched the DVD. I didn't see it.
Well, we gotta put it on then later on. But I did another thing with ladder. I had, like, you know, one of those A ladders, and I climbed up it, and Yarpy came with a snowmobile and just tackled it from my under me, and I just, you know, it flipped out my legs, and I fell on my shoulder, and I actually dislocated my shoulder. So that was pretty gnarly.
You need to stay away from ladders.
That was gnarly.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from the ladder. I hate the ladder. But actually what I was afraid was, because I couldn't really feel my family jewels for a week, so that was something that really...
Was your dick get hard, or was it done with?
It was all numb all the time.
So did you get pussy?
Well, I didn't feel anything.
Oh, so it's just like a waste of time.
Yeah.
You couldn't come then, could you? You couldn't come.
I really couldn't even get it up.
Yeah, hey, I've had a few nights
but
like
I'm
that.
But I'm going strong nowadays.
Do you have a girlfriend? Or are you just banging out random broads like Novak?
Well, you know, we have the pig.
What's the pig?
That's the bitch I fucked last night.
The pet pig in Finland.
Yeah, bad, tell him.
What?
That sounds like the broad that took advantage of me.
Okay, here's Novak. I should go back to the Playboy party in Vegas. He's like, fuck yeah, we're going to Vegas. I'm getting pussy tonight. He winds up at 6 in the morning with this 300-pound redhead fat broad, dude.
Yeah.
And he did three pumps, and he decided that, you know, he just couldn't hump.
The lights were on. I could not take the looking of it anymore. So the bitch just finished by sucking me off.
Those are the stories to talk about. Those are the best ones.
I mean, fuck.
What possessed you to even do that?
6 a.m.
Last call.
Why didn't you just jack off?
Because, I mean, I was so drunk, she physically escorted me to my room. She took advantage of me.
Like tell me what the conversation was.
It was like, this is where it starts. She's like, hey, you want a shot? I'm like, yeah, I'll do a shot. You want a beer? She gets all these drinks. She's like, you're paying, right? I'm like, fuck no. You order them. Why am I paying, bitch? So I didn't pay. So I'm doing a shot. I'm doing a drink. And time's passing. And all I see is this fat bitch who's going to just do anything I want. Or a million hookers that are going to cost me much more money than I have. Because I had like $8 in my pocket.
So I go to Sonic to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
I think I got a lesson to learn from you. How to pick up fat chicks.
Yeah.
So how'd you get her out of your room?
I pumped her 3 times, and once I realized that I was not penetrating her at all because my dick's small and her pussy was fat like her, I just realized, you might just suck me off, babe.
Was she cool with that?
Yeah, dude, big girls give the best head. Seriously, because that's what big girls have practice doing.
What does pussy look like?
Yeah, I couldn't even really see it, dude. It was like, I didn't look.
Was it like hairy though, or?
Yeah, it was a little bit of hair. I felt it to like put a finger in for a sec.
Well, see, that's the difference. Yappy loves that.
What?
I mean, big chicks. Yeah, because there's something that you can actually hold on to.
Oh yeah.
From the sides and everything.
Well, let him keep that one.
Did she have cellulite?
Huh?
Did she have cellulite?
Dude, the bitch had anything you could imagine. She was just down for the cause.
What about her face?
What about the personality?
Dude, the best part was I ordered a pizza, and like 4 hours prior, after fuck, what's the bitch do? Kills the last slice.
Nobody eats the last slice.
The bitch killed the last slice of my pepperoni pizza, that whore.
She gave you a blowjob and then took the last slice.
She even asked.
That's like taking somebody's last cigarette.
I know.
Too,
it's like taking my last smoke. When
just
it's like,
don't do it.
Just like an unwritten
rule. She must have been hungry, dude.
Yeah, she was. No, if I had a fucking harpoon, she definitely would have got harpooned. That bitch is nuts. She can't swim in the beach, dude. She's definitely getting harpooned.
If she was out swimming by the pool of the palms, would you harpoon her?
No. You know, dude, my aim is horrible, but I could not miss that bitch.
Compare, like, was she, like, booth size?
She was a good 260, red hair, not attractive.
Not even her face was semi-cute if it got skinny?
Dude, I mean, I'd fuck anything at 6 a.m., as you can tell. Yeah.
So, I just can't believe I took you to a Playboy party and you wound up with that bitch.
Because you went to bed. I get pussy over on your coattail.
So, he does. He's like, Bam, please just do a lap with me. So I was like, all right, fine. So like, we go around the whole bar, and then you know, he's like, yo, Bam, let's go over there and grab a drink. And then all the girls look at, oh yeah, it's Bam. And they like, remember me, ladies?
Like, I don't say that. I know you remember me, ladies.
Why don't you come over and sit at Bam's table where we have free vodka?
I name drop. I do it the right way.
How do you do it?
You know, like, I won't be like, hey, have you ever guys met Bam Margera? No, I don't do that. I'll be like, yeah, we'll be walking past a group of bros, and I'll be like, hey, Bam, where's our table at? You know, so it's like, and it's, dude.
I know, like, it's like, and then we're walking down at the mall, and there's these hot girls in front of us, and he's like, yo, Bam, how was that salad that you ate? I'm like, you had the same fucking one, idiot. And he's like, I know, I'm trying to fucking...
So obviously that is working because you're getting all these chicks.
Oh, it definitely works, dude.
The fat ones.
Dude, but show Yuki your asshole, dude.
I'm not making this
because bitches lick that shit.
I've had several broads put their tongue. Well, put their tongue in my asshole, and I really feel bad for them. I treat women really bad.
This is
when I feel bad for broads, man.
Dude, it's like really infected and stuff. Bitches lick that shit, dude. There's like an inch of skin that sticks out. It's so nasty.
Dude, this is the worst. I just got locked up right and had to do a weekend in jail.
So what's been up there?
This is good. I just try to think I have to say it right. So anyways, I fucking ate something wrong and I was shitting total diarrhea. So I'm in the jail and I finally get to get in the shower and I'm fucking, my diarrhea turned to pure blood, so I'm shitting pure blood, and I'm just dropping left and right shits in the jail cell shower, and just letting it run down this fucking thing, dude. Shitting in the shower is the best time.
Were you scared because there's dudes who might see your homo tattoo?
I covered it, dude.
How do you cover it?
They have fucking shower curtains in jail.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never been in.
Lucky man.
Well, I went out because of the whatever. The
brass knuckles, but I didn't have to. I wasn't in there long enough to have to get a shower. And
thank God for you, dude.
Dude, I was in there. I was in there with a 50-year-old black dude with no shoes and this smelly ass Mexican glue huffing Mexican dude, and I woke up to like his dick like fucking 3 feet away pissing in the metal toilet because it was that close to my bed.
See, that's what I kind of like about Finland, because we can do pretty much everything. There's no censorship, there's no lawsuit, so it's pretty much, you know, by our rules, we don't get thrown into jail. So we don't have that.
I just got a passport, maybe I'll be there, dude.
When you come, I'm sure you'll invite it over to Finland. You gotta do a trip over there.
Shit, you're paying, I'm flying, bro.
I'll do anything you want. I'll climb up the ladder, motherfucker, just get me to another country. I never had a passport.
Tell them about your drunken countdown.
What's the drunken countdown?
Your 3-2-1 countdown.
I got an argument with Missy Lane.
He's so stupid when he does this. I'm passed out. He's so drunk, he just makes no sense. I'm just like, yeah, whatever, man. And all of a sudden, I just hear him go, 3-2, and I know it's like as soon as he gets one, he gets something. Where are my clothes? I'm fucking leaving. I just start laughing my ass off.
Were you dead asleep and I was trying to start an argument?
I was completely asleep and I wake up to you saying, you're a bitch. And even Novak was like, how is she a bitch? She's asleep. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Now we can hear ourselves.
Now we're talking, William.
Fuck yeah.
That's way better.
You just plugged us in. I think it was because of your asshole on the radio.
Those STDs shot into this board and overloaded them.
Dude, Missy was sleeping. I'm just like, you're a fucking bitch. Dude, say one more word. I'm leaving, dude. 3-2-1. Fuck it. Where's my clothes?
And
I'm
look, he gets undressed in the whole separate bedroom, and he walks way out to me in the living room naked. He's like, where's my clothes? Like, dude, your clothes are where you took them off, you fucking idiot. Way back there.
Then in the morning, he's out on the deck.
Smoking a cigarette, reading the paper.
I grab his suit jacket, and I'm totally naked. I just started rubbing my dick and balls and ass all over his coat, dude.
Dude, he's like the newest man in his dick, man. You could shoot up in his dick brilliant, man.
Why would I want to shoot up in my dick, dude?
I don't know. If I had veins like yours in my dick when I was shooting up, I would have did it.
It would hurt.
Dude, heroin does not make
you. Did you ever do it in your toes?
Shot up my neck.
Did that suck?
Yeah. I was in a fucking... I would be like in the bathroom mirror, like a blowfish, like... trying to get my fucking veins to pop out.
Look at William's face right now.
William, what do you think about this, bro?
I'm disgusted. That's what I am.
Well, who is it? Did you see my million ass?
But would you change the channel, William?
No.
Exactly.
Would you change it?
If this was on TV, I would have when you were whipping out your butthole.
Oh, dude, I got a red carpet shot up your asshole. Oh, yeah,
I actually think Will secretly likes it.
On the red carpet at the Playboy opening party in Vegas. Yeah. The red carpet photo is just Novak spreading his asshole cheeks, dude. That's his photo. Look.
Look at it, William.
It's his red carpet photo.
That's awful.
That's what gets me pressed. No one wants to give a no one gives a fuck about Novak standing there like, hey, yeah, thumbs up, dude.
And then when I was like taking photos with Missy and Novak's just in the background waving his dick around and shit, his tiny ass dick.
Are you giving interviews with their asshole, like talking with it?
Dude, like E is there, like entertainment is there, and they're like interviewing me, and he's just in the background, like, yeah, check out my beanbag, like swinging his dick around, dude. You're so obnoxious. And then we had this nice ass meeting with like MTV about the show that we're doing and stuff, and he's just ripping farts at the fucking table, just like. People are eating. He's just like, oh, that was a fucked up one right there.
Yeah, I want to see him and Steve-O together.
Oh, we're hell, dude.
Steve-O would be pissing on himself, and you would be showing your asshole to
everybody. Actually, one time, I pissed on the red carpet, and Hulk's wife covered me, remember, at the VMAs?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Hulk's wife blocked me while I pissed in the fucking red carpet. Hulk thought it was hilarious. I never would have thought they would have found that entertaining.
You know, I'd never show my penis on it because I got such a small penis.
Oh, dude, kind of. Contest.
What's that? What's that?
Small dick contest. Come on, dude. Come on.
All right.
Novak's definitely going to win, dude. Novak's definitely going to win.
Who's the judge? Miss, you got a judge.
All right.
You won.
No, come on.
Let's see it. I want to see this cock. Come on.
I want to see this dick.
Let's see it. Here, let's see it.
I mean, I come from a cold country like Finland. It's, you know, the freezing weather kind of.
Ah, dude, kill me. What are you talking about?
Look at this, dude. You look at this so mini hole.
See, that's no dick.
You have no dick in there. Look at that. Look how small his dick is.
No, that means my landslide.
Dude.
But what kind of sex is it? What kind of brain?
How old are you?
I'm 26.
He's younger than me, too. Fuck.
Dude, two of Novak's dicks would be one of yours, dude.
But you know what?
You don't have a dickhead, dude.
I know. What the fuck cuts you up?
I don't know. Probably someone beat it off and I didn't notice
dude,
it.
Dude, the thing is I'm definitely a girl and not a shower. I've fucked multiples and multiples of broads and I've never had a complaint ever. I swear to God.
What about the 45-year-old black bitch?
If we're taking phone calls, my mom's gonna call and she'll tell you all about my fuck experiences with my
bitch.
Like my mom, she's listening, she might call in.
Oh, sweet.
She can tell you how many girls come in and out of that
877 porn bag, dude.
Mom, call up. What the fuck?
Did you come yet?
Did you come yet?
Hey, Novak, what do you think about Pete Doherty?
Yeah, man.
What about his clothing line?
I will spend every dollar of mine from now on not on beer, on clothes.
On Pete Doherty clothing
line. Which in turn, his money that he'll make from me buying his clothes will buy him drugs, and then he'll make music, and then I'll buy the music. So it's just one big circle, dude. Me and Pete Doherty are going to be
happy. Well, I love it thinking.
Well, let's hear it. This is Baby Shambles. This is Fuck Forever, Radio Bam, Series 28th Action.
Turn it.
Because I'm so close.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Go ahead, talk. Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
What's up? This is Bam, and we're live in L.A. with Novak, Seth, and Yuka from the Dudesons. And, Seth, when the fuck are you going to finish that Tom Selleck sucking a dick mural on Novak's wall?
In the next couple weeks, I hope.
Huh?
The next couple weeks, I hope.
Yeah, are you going to do the sunset and everything?
Yeah, the sunset, the beach towel, the flip-flops.
I just got the shirt with the finished mural. It is fucking brilliant. Tom Selleck's hand sliding down another dude's pants.
Basically, Novak was away for a day doing something, and when Seth lives at the house, he's like the art director, so
yeah.
I was like, dude, just paint a big mural of, like, Tom Selleck just sucking a dick. That right there. So it was... and that night, he went out and got a girl from the college in Westchester University, brings her home, and she's like, what the hell is that? He's like, what the fuck's what? He looks up, he's like, what the hell is that?
And the thing is when you're laying in my bed, you're looking directly up at a dick in Tom Selleck's mouth.
I love how it's like... a banana dick, like it's all twisted up and like the head is just bulging, dude. It's like such a hard cock, dude.
So when are you gonna put that on your skin?
I hope
hope what?
I'll do it right now, man. Show me the artist.
Where's the other one at? Do I have it? You gotta see this other one he's getting these two homos. A back shot of them walking, and they're like this, and their asses are hanging out, and one of them has like a thong. It's hilarious. Is it in there?
I might have it.
Shit. It's totally worth looking at.
It's a bunch of homo pictures.
Whammy. Novak. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Who designed it, Seth?
It looks like Seth's art. Look at that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You getting this?
Yeah.
You're fucking right.
Dude, Novak's just going to have a whole collection of just homo tattoos, dude. You need homos at sea humping on top of a sailboat, dude.
I'm getting it right here, like, on my pec, you know, where, like, muscle dudes get lions and tigers.
Wait, you saw the one of the rollerbladers, right?
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen it live. No.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, yeah, the one where there's
Look up there.
It's like two gay guys fucking doggy styles gay, but when they're making eye contact and love.
The guy on the right has no ass at all.
This guy has eight fingers.
So what inspired you to get that one?
A drunken night.
It was Halloween.
Halloween party, and I was a gay biker for Halloween, so.
Oh, yeah, he was a gay biker for Halloween, so. I was like, well, why don't you live up to the status, dude, and get a fucking
I walked down with chaps on. With the crotchless chaps, crotch was out, the ass was out, like this vest with all these things, and a fucking Hitler mustache and cop shades. Dude, I was
You definitely point. Need that, you know, that shower curtain in prison. Fucking walking there with those, dude, you're gonna get so red.
I get like crystal meth showers in prison, dude. I'm in and out before you even blink.
Oh, and you had assless leather chaps on, too.
What were you for Halloween, Yorkie?
Yuka. It's from the 69 Eyes.
They all start the same.
It is Yuki Yorka.
Yuki Yorka.
Yuka means in Swedish and Norwegian, it means jerk off. So I'm pretty proud of my name.
Fuck, I would be
Yuka.
Yuka.
We don't have Halloween in Finland, so.
If Novak was from Finland, his name would be Paska.
What's that mean?
Shit.
Vitu Paska is fucking shit.
Did my mother call in yet?
Hey, you gotta learn how to say Mumuna Onkuyuna.
Mumuna Kukuma, what?
Mumuna Onkuyuna. My dick is like a train.
Yeah, dude, my dick is
one Pasca and Katuna Tuska.
Yeah, give me some.
I drink shit and I don't feel pain. Hey, if you see any Baltimore, Maryland calling, it's Novak's mom. We want to chat. Did they say it in New York here, Pendar?
No. There's your computer down, so you're just saying no.
No, they don't.
You don't know.
Fuck's sake, Mom. Get on the goddamn phone and call in.
The phone lines are busy, dude.
Shit, damn it. Let's give her a direct number.
All right. Well, during the next song, we'll get her a direct number.
There we go.
Yeah, we want to talk to Novak's mom.
Dude, she'll tell you how much of a piece of shit I really am. If you can't tell already.
Oh, yo, dude, when we were in Vegas, we went to Luke Wilson's room. Damn. Dude, he had a bowling alley in there. Dude. He had pool tables. He had naked bitches doing playing bowling pool and stuff.
I would never leave.
I gotta be there. Where the fuck was I?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That dude's cool. We filmed with him in Jackass. We did that. What is it called? The phone?
It's like a field phone, a World War II field phone that the Russian army turned it into a torture device by hooking up like two wires, and then you crank it and it makes like a pretty painful
shock. It hurts like shit.
So you shocked him in the movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did it to his belly.
Did he take it like a man?
I did it on my fingers. That hurt like shit. And
did Luke take it like a man, or was he like in serious pain?
Dude, I think he was all on like pills or something.
Yeah,
he was
not feeling anything.
Because like it was just like, did it hurt? He's like, that's not cool, man. That's not good for you.
Yeah,
man.
Me and Brad were on the same team as Bowen, and he kept saying, Mr. Gutterball, I always wanted to meet you. And he's Mr. Gutterball Jr., can't wait to meet you. He said it over and over. I liked him. He was awesome. That was a great dude. That guy knows how to party.
And the pool table was so nice with that gray felt.
Mm. That's why you lost, Jailbird.
Shit. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Seth, when you're done painting Tom Selleck sucking the dick, can you put gray felt on our pool table, dude? I'm getting kind of tired of the purple pool table right
Seth,
now.
Seth, you seen me bang out on that pool table before, haven't you? Remember I banged that Delaware bitch out on the pool table?
I remember that.
How fat was she?
No, she was actually all right.
Dude, hot as shit.
And like, we just come walking out. He's banging her out on the pool table. She had no desire to even stop.
She was an exhibitionist.
She is an exhibitionist.
Delaware's finest, dude. They are down for the call.
Dude, Delaware. For some reason, Delaware is just breeds freaking ready to fuck whores, dude.
Why are we here then?
Let's go to Delaware, man. Dewey Beach.
I've never been to Australia, but I'm going there in like 2 weeks, and I've heard it's pretty good. Steve was like this, you know, Australia, I fucking love that country. All the women, they're sluts.
Oh, shit.
Well, if you go to the right place, everybody's a slut. I mean, you can go to the strip club and they'll be sluts.
Just like my girlfriend, Ben.
Yeah.
She helped the Baltimore Raven.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah, it's definitely
William, simmer down.
Please.
You don't really smell, dude.
What's up with your fart?
I don't really smell now.
You should, when you fart, you should, you know, empty the room.
I try.
You know, man, let me film you fucking a girl and ripping farts, dude.
Whenever you're ready, bro.
What are you doing?
Shit, right now I'll do it.
Shit, just take me to Hawkins and I'll find the girl.
You said you'd buy me a fucking a call girl.
Would you hump a girl from Hawkins in Delaware?
Yeah, I'll hump a girl from Mars if you get her. That's serious.
Would you hump a reindeer from Lapland? Free pump?
Oh, I don't want to get. No. You can't get involved with our reindeers.
I don't understand this.
Would you hump a unicorn, dude?
Yeah, just to get press. First guy to ever hump a unicorn, I'd be in all the tabloids.
Would you hump a, what's a half man, half horse called?
A minotaur?
Would you hump a minotaur, dude?
Just to get press. Because no one else has probably ever did it, right?
Would you hump a mermaid? Would you hump a mermaid?
Yeah, mermaids are hot. Remember that little mermaid bitch from that cartoon? She was fine as wine, boy.
Yeah. How would you hump her, though?
Just pretend her mouth was a pussy.
Because she doesn't have a pussy, does she?
Yeah. So you improvise. You know what I mean, William?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, you want to hear that song when you said if you're ever going to do heroin again, you would do it to this song?
I've been waiting to hear this.
The Melody Club. Let's see if it works. It's in our CD player. It might not work.
Call in, Mom.
Radio Bam, Melody Club, Sweden.
gun. Girl, you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. I say you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Baby, can you hear me? I can't reach your mind. I want you near me, really, all the time. It should be easy. Well, it never is with you. Maybe if you show me, teach me how it's done. I wanna know you, feel you, be the one. It should be easy. Well, it never is with you.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Bam, I gotta take a quick bathroom break. Why? Because I just heard the Melody Club. I have to go find some heroin.
Yo, Mom, stop dialing the goddamn number. Hang the fucking phone up and I'll call you with a direct undercover number, but don't give it out. So hang the phone up now. I'm calling you.
We're gonna talk to your mom.
I'm gonna get on here. She might have just took the fur off the hook. She's so sick of my fucking disgusting voice.
She has. You gave her Sirius Radio? Are you calling her right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to call her.
Well,
busy.
You're fucking the reception up, hobo. Put on your headphones and listen to what you're doing to the radio station. Idiot.
I'm back.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you. Okay, so I have fucking 5 or 6 cars, right? The Lambo was in the garage with a flat tire. The Mercedes was at Missy's mom's house. And then the Hummer was at Abe's house. And then the Scion, I was at the cigar shop. So I was like, Novak, take the Scion and come and chill with me at the cigar shop. So he left it there. And then when we were leaving, we both left in the Lambo. So I have no fucking cars in the fucking driveway. And I'm going to the airport to go to Quebec. I had to take the four-wheeler to the fucking airport, dude. No, I was on I-95 with a fucking Yamaha Grizzly, dude.
How'd you park the bitch? What'd you tell me?
I got out of there as quick as I possibly could because I didn't even want to argue with anybody. I just wanted to just park the son of a bitch, take the key, and deal with it later. And you know, I've been to Vegas and in L.A.
Oh, that bitch is stolen.
You can't steal. The key ain't in it.
Nah, you should have taken it in the luggage. Dude, drive around in Quebec with it.
That thing, I was going 65 on that thing, though, man. No helmet and anything.
That's
but
a
like,
long drive.
That's how
I was on the back of it with my luggage and my brand new purse hanging off my leg. My hair was so knotted, I couldn't brush it out the entire time we were in Canada.
Not to mention, it wasn't like it was like 7 at night and I had a few beers and didn't care. Like, it was 7 a.m. I had to wake up. I'm like, where the fuck are the cars? Like, she's like, idiot. You the Lambo is a flat tire. That's the only car that you have right now. I'm like, well, where the hell's the Scion? Like, you told Novak to drive it to the cigar shop. I'm like, it's still there. She's like, yes, it's been there for a week. So I'm like, we gotta take the fucking Yamaha, dude.
That's great.
Yamaha Grizzly four-wheeler I took to the
And on the back has a little red tag. It says, if it's not Bam's ass, get off.
Yeah, that's what the license plate says. If this is,
I made it.
If it's not Bam's ass,
get off.
Then get off. And then I walk outside and Shit Coos is driving around on it.
What do you know?
Shakers. And then he dumped all... Did you hear about him dumping all those drinks on me at Killer's?
I was there.
Well, remember that? Because I was saying...
you were telling me
the
truth.
I was like, gee, you used to take 7 good photos a day. Now you take 1 good photo out of every 7 days because you hang out with your girlfriend too much. And I just kept saying it and saying it and saying
Dude,
it.
Dude, Maureen Wardust is taking him on a downward spiral. That bitch still hasn't got a divorce, and I know she's listening. Bitch, get a divorce or fucking make your boyfriend start shooting photos. Or you get a fucking job.
Every month it's like, gee, when's that
Fuck
divorce
off.
Happening?
I'm not being nice
like,
no more.
In like 10 days it'll be done. A month will go by. Gee, what's up with that divorce? Yeah, like 10 days. It's You said 10 days a month ago. Like, yeah, 10 days this time. I'm serious.
Does that bitch have a job? Maureen Wardust?
Yeah.
What's she do?
She just started working at a sign shop.
That's where you work.
I know.
You work with that bitch?
No, a different sign shop.
Oh, she's going to corrupt you, dude. Don't do that.
All I know...
Fuck her.
No, all I know
is she's married and she fucking cheats on her husband.
All I know is that I got an entire table full of beer, vodka, soda, cigarette butts, and water dumped in my lap, and I didn't do anything wrong.
I was wet, too.
You should have fucking...
But you were drunk. You didn't care. You like, just kept doing shots. Like, I had to go home and wring my panties out. I was so sick.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, now we're talking. All right, ladies.
She's like,
Whammy.
Oh, let's talk some more of this.
Bam, I'm wet. I gotta go home. I'm like, look at me. I'm drunk. Let's go to the bar and do some shots.
I pray for a girl. Say, Novak, I'm wet. I gotta go home. Dude, take me home.
So who's gonna drive the four-wheeler back from the airport?
I'll probably get stuck on that one, dude. But I don't have warrants now, so I can't. If I get locked up, I'll get out. Yeah.
So how'd you get here? Even though you have warrants?
No, I don't got warrants no more.
Oh, you got
yeah,
clear?
I'm fucking clear, man. I'm not evading the law anymore.
Oh yeah, and then when I parked the four-wheeler, then we went to the airport. We were flying to Quebec, and when we landed in Canada, the fucking bitch was like, so where are you staying? And I'm just like, the Frontenac Hotel. And she's like, that big castle in Quebec City? I'm like, yes. She's like, you are not staying there. Do you know how much money that is? I'm like, I'm staying there. She's like, I need to see a confirmation. I'm just like, I don't have one. You can call him up and ask my last name. She's like, she wouldn't let me in the fucking country because she didn't believe that I was staying there. And then what about the other worthless ass bitch? Oh yeah. The bitch when
Which
we were
who, Marine War Dust?
No, when we were flying here, and the lady
checking us in.
The lady who checked us in, she sat us all in a dude. There was like empty seats on the fucking plane, and she said that there's no seats available. We didn't even get to sit next to each other on the flight to Vegas. It was me in 12B, which is an aisle.
You were in coach.
Yeah, middle. It was a middle seat. Then Novak was like 27 middle seat, and then Missy was like 34 middle seat.
I mean, like coach for me. That's
just
the
because
norm.
The bitch was a
multi-millionaire, dude. He does not need coach in his life.
And then there's supposed to be a sign waiting for me to take me to the hotel, like somebody holding up a sign so we could take our limo to the freaking thing. We get there, there's no sign. I end up waiting in an hour taxi line in Vegas.
The only sign waiting for Bam was the one that said taxis this way.
Dude, I almost want like a written fax before I do any type of shit like that. Like, hey, do you want to go to a Playboy party for free? All comp, first class, da 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 da. Like, yeah, I'll go, sweet. Yeah. And then I just do it and everything gets fucked up. I want to be like, dude, fax me an official confirmation saying...
You think you're in bad shape? I fucking don't even know I'm getting home. I don't know who bought my ticket, nor do I know who to call to change my ticket. I'm stranded in this fucking hellhole.
And then after driving the four-wheeler all the way to the Philadelphia airport, which is about 40 miles, then I did all these shots at the bar. And then the one-hour flight from Philly to Montreal, I had my thumb up Missy's ass the whole flight.
Dude, I swear to God, even Missy is
sick of that.
Dude, I imagine that shit.
It was just like this.
Ew.
For 1 hour, dude. I'm like, I just had to do it for the principal
I'm
just
like,
to
please
say
stop.
That.
Please stop. Ew. Like, no, not until after we land.
Dude, an hour flight.
My hand was numb as fuck.
Fuck that shit.
My ass was numb as
dude,
fuck.
Dude, what's your finger smell like?
and then when we landed, we
sniffed as soon as we landed.
Did it smell like shit?
No.
You lied.
It was good.
Every asshole smells like shit.
Your minging ass smells like
no shit.
And then we banged out in the bathroom right when we got to Canada.
Kid,
dude.
You have mental problems. You need yoga.
Why do I need yoga?
You need like a mat to sit down and be serene and pray to Muhammad or Buddha or whoever.
Whose thumb was up your ass because it got infected?
Well, dude, I've had a lot of shit in my ass.
Black people's up in jail.
Dude.
Baltimore City, represented.
If the price is right, anything under my ass.
Have you ever got fucked up the ass in jail?
Nah, never.
Have you ever had to suck somebody off?
Never, not in jail. Fuck no.
Not in jail.
On the streets? I let a dude suck me off for $10. No, $40.
And then when you went to go buy heroin,
I got ripped off.
It was fake heroin.
Hey, that's when I called that game quits. Didn't really see a future in it.
It took you 7 years to figure that out. Years to figure out that that's not good anymore.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Play a song. I want to smoke a stogie.
All right, let's hear some Cradle of Filth. This is From the Cradle to Enslave on Radio Bam Seuss 28 Faction. Look at you bumming some more smokes.
son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Seth, I rented this porno called Old Bitches, Young Dudes. the dude was banging her out, and she was actually, oh yeah, slap those young balls against my old pussy.
Ew, that's sick, man.
It was so nasty, dude.
Did you buy that? You bought it.
No, I rented it, dude.
You never rent porn. You buy it.
I rent. Not a Blockbuster dickhead like in the room of the hotel, bro.
Hey, is my mom on the line?
Fucks. Yeah, let's talk to Novak's mom.
Mom.
Okay.
Mom.
Yes?
Your son has finally made it.
You stop talking like that. That sounds terrible. You're saying terrible things about women.
Like what?
The redhead lady.
What do you think about that story, Mom? It's true, too.
I thought it was a terrible story. I wish you would slap you in your face for talking like that.
What, you want to slap me?
Hey, Mom, can I slap him
for
talking like that?
What?
Can I slap him for talking like that about women?
Oh, yes, please do.
Yeah, Missy wants to talk to you, Bam's fiancé.
Hey, Pat, it's Missy. How you doing?
Hi, Missy. Fine. How are you?
Oh, well, okay. I've spent the last few days with your son, so I...
Oh, my.
I love him. I really do. But, like, I want to kill him sometimes.
I'm sure.
He's such a pig. Like, we went out to a nice fancy business lunch today, and he just ripped the sickest farts the whole time.
I heard you say that, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Mom, I did. Remember high school days? I used to get a lot of pussy. How many girls came in and out of that house?
A lot.
Hell, whammy.
What about the 45-year-old black lady?
Mom, remember the 45-year-old black lady I brought to Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that, man? That bipolar bitch.
And my daughter's in-laws were there. And they're all doctors, and it was such a nice family, and it was such a shocker.
And what happened? I showed up with who?
Q?
Yeah, where she was, tell her, where did I meet her at?
Rehab.
Hey, Mom, I came with this conclusion. What? I've been so far down, the only way for me to go is up, you know?
Yes, I do. I say it all the time.
Fuck yeah. Just had a hot shit.
Tall.
Hey, we just had a hot shit meeting, man. They're about to do the movie Dream Seller, Mom.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yes, I think it's very good. I think
more excited than the 300-pound girl you banged out in Vegas.
Wasn't that terrible?
Bam thinks it's hilarious. Bam was going to buy me a prostitute.
Don't do that, Bam.
That's like what, if it's his birthday or Christmas, I'm like, Novak, I'll get you anything. What do you want? He's like, I want a prostitute.
Oh, isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, I'm fed up.
You liar. That's like me talking to Abe. Yeah, it's so great because I'm me and my mother is a supervisor of a big-ass hospital. Like, she runs a hospital, dude. Like, how the fuck did she end up with me? Dad should have shot me down the toilet, huh, Mom?
Yes.
I think you should move back in with your mom.
Oh, fuck no. Salvador hates me, Mom. Talk about Salvador.
Pat, take him back, please.
No, thank you.
What does Salvador think of me?
He doesn't like you because you don't like him.
Yeah.
Remember?
Remember when he doesn't let me in the house? He makes me sit out front?
Yes.
He thinks I'll steal everything.
Because you were rude and crude and you were high and you were using foul and abusive language.
I tried to fight him in the street.
Do you think that Novak could ever win Salvador back?
If he behaves himself.
Hey, does Salvador want to talk to Bam, maybe?
Salvador's downstairs watching the Ravens play.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, did you hear that Novak's girlfriend humped the Raven?
Yeah, I did.
It was an Oreo, Bam.
I heard the names, but I forgot the names already.
Stop name dropping, goddamn, Mom.
I forgot the names.
Good. You smell, what are you doing? You eating them pills tonight?
Of course not.
You're a doctor. You should be coming home with loads of prescriptions, man.
No. You crazy?
I wish you would.
Well, you're the last person to give a pill to.
I'm looking.
Brandon, behave. Missy, I'm sorry you have to put up with him, honey.
No, thanks.
He's staying in our hotel room, too. I got to deal with him sleeping right next to us.
I heard.
He uses my toothbrush. How disgusting is that? Brandon uses my toothbrush. I was sick for 2 months when I moved into Bam's house. And it was because your kid was using my toothbrush every morning.
That's disgusting. Tell me there's a dollar store you can get four for a dollar.
Oh, he just liked to use mine just to break my balls. Oh,
I spent my last dollar on a tip at a bar or a drink or something.
You spent it at Sonic.
Yeah, it's Sonic. I ate Sonic the other day.
Buy your own toothbrush, Brandon.
You going to get any action with Salvador tonight?
Now stop that talk.
Seriously.
No, stop that talk.
I think my mom has secret, like, doctor nurses, you know, affairs at the hospital. I think you probably fool around like a hot shit doctor.
Now you stop it. Salvador is very good, and Salvador is very wealthy, and he makes my life easy.
I know, he's a great guy for you. I mean, he's fucking, like, talking to a doorknob, but he's got loads of money, and he buys you any goddamn thing. So that's cool, but I think you have, you know, affairs outside of Salvador, which is cool.
Salvador likes
Franz. Salvador likes Franz.
Yeah. Likes Franz, and he likes.
Because they were talking about boats together.
Yeah,
and right.
Boat boys, fucking homos.
You, Franz?
No, you know, yeah.
No.
Or no, it was airplanes, wasn't it?
Airplanes, yeah. Salvador used to own airplanes and shit.
Salvador was a pilot, yes.
Why didn't his fucking plane go down?
Oh, Brandon.
Just kidding, Mom. I know it makes you happy. That's a joke.
I know. If it wasn't for Salvador, you would have me in rehab, I think.
That'd be good, because you still work at the hospital. I mean, we'd have hookup on drugs all the time.
No, sir. No, sir. I can't lose my license. You crazy?
All right, Mom, we got to go.
Bye.
I love you.
See
you. I love you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That's my mother.
Man, when you're doing the radio, shut your asshole phone off, would you?
I don't know how to work it. This is only for street creds. I use it as a phone, but like if I'm at a bar and I pull a BlackBerry out and act like I'm typing emails, dude, bitches think I'm important.
His last phone was so ancient, it was like a step up from World War II phone with the crankers. He'd walk around with a big box cranking. Yeah, what's up,
Oh, you liar. That's lies.
And why did Missy get mad at me and leave the rainbow last night? I was thinking, I bet she went back to the room so she could paint the ball.
She painted the town brown.
No.
You wanted to paint the Missy town brown.
I didn't have to go.
So you made an excuse to go back to the hotel.
You painted the town brown.
I didn't even have to go. I left because
you dropped the Cosby kids off of school.
I could not stand to hear another word come out of your mouth. Like, my head was ready to pop.
She wanted to paint the town brown, too.
Dude, I didn't even have to go.
Because you being mad at me, it was a completely worthless argument. I'm like, you're really leaving? You just wanted to paint the ball, dude.
I wanted to go home.
Everyone's an artist every once in a while.
I wanted to go home, put my head on the pillow, and go to sleep, and not have to think about you
now that sounds
until the
good.
Next day.
I'm like Maybe a fucking like, bad habit. You can't get rid of me.
Then yeah, I know.
Then you find out that he's sleeping next to you in your hotel.
I had to listen to him, like, cough, burp, and fart, choke all night.
She'll be in the bathroom doing her makeup. Novak will just come in and just start shitting on the toilet.
Yeah, like, why can't you get your own room?
It's like so rude. Because he don't have no money.
Well, then don't come.
Tell it to your boyfriend. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm getting pussy coming with him. I'm coming.
Not in my hotel.
I'm coming literally.
I just bring him for the entertainment value.
Dude.
He's so rude, dude. Like, dude, ripping farts on, like, a 40-year-old lady and then asking her if she gets lines snipped off her ass. Like,
and she did.
No, she probably has in college or something. But like,
that means she did.
She's like a 45-year-old, like, respected lady, and you're just like, babe, every girl party, have you ever had a line snipped off your ass? Like, in front of, like, people at MTV. Like,
I don't give a fuck who it is. It was the president. They're not hiring me, so they can't fire me.
How much would you suck the president's dick for?
Dude, free. You know how much press I get for that shit? I could write a book, tabloids, dude. I'd bank a couple mil off that, dude. I'll swallow, man.
Would
I'll
you
suck
69
his whole,
asses?
Anything he wants to do, dude. Anything.
Dude, would you suck off the Bush brothers, dude?
Who's the Bush brothers?
George and his dad. George W. and
are
George Bush.
Who's the Clinton's not. Who's the Bush? Who's president now? Clinton.
Oh my God.
Clinton. Right?
No, George Bush is the president.
Oh yeah, I sucked the Bushes off.
Oh
there.
My God.
Yeah.
You really didn't know who the fucking president is?
I know. I thought it was Clinton. 2006.
206. There's another zero in there somewhere, but I guess.
And then he was trying to switch his ticket today, and
I'm from LA
Someone
to Philly. Send me a grand,
and
please.
He's like, you know what? Maybe you could just send me from LA to Baltimore, and because that might be cheaper, because it's quicker. I'm like, how do you figure it's quicker? He's like, I don't know. I flew from Florida and I landed in Baltimore before flying over Philly. It's like, because it's south. Look at a fucking map. You're completely west, dude. He's like, well, no, I don't look at a fucking map. I've been on heroin for 7 years.
I know, dude. I stuck a needle in my arm in 1996 and woke up in 2004 when I took it out.
Which way is Finland?
That way. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Guy, yeah,
you feel it, all right. Yeah, fuck off, boys.
All right. Brazil. He points completely north. No, fuck
down
no.
Down this way then.
Well, down this way then. It's such a general, like, it's so horrible, dude.
I got pussy in school. I didn't get grades.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, how about them Ravens?
I don't know, which one? Yeah, if you look up on the internet, what's his name?
Yeah. Todd Holmes.
Todd Holmes. That's who banged out his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What to do about that?
Man, just, I don't know.
Went to the bar.
Yeah.
Shot some pool and then banged out a hooker on the pool table. That's why there's that pussy juice.
Dude, he took me to Skin in
Baltimore.
In
yeah.
Baltimore. It's in
yeah,
Dundalk. It's a strip club. There's actually pussy juice stains on the pool table, dude. It was so gross.
I'm accountable for a few of those.
Dude, that pool table had so much pussy stains on them, dude.
Dude, that's like a... What other pool table do you want to play on?
And the girls are kind of minging, dude, so I just play pool. Like, usually you glance up and see the bitch dancing on the pole. I had no desire to even...
That's why I go there.
It was pretty fun, though.
Fucking A, we'll go tomorrow.
And that great crab cake.
I know, dude.
Great crab cake.
Let's go back. Miss likes the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the food.
So, Yuko, what are you going to do? You putting out another DVD?
Put some plugs out there. Plugs and
yeah,
shit.
Plug some shit.
Make money.
Dudesons, dude, from Finland.
Yeah, it's the first time I met him, dude. He's fucking sick.
Yeah,
I know
check out dudesons.com, dudesons.com. I'll send a video blog from this scenario over there. Some of the small wieners and some of the tattoos that we
have.
Oh, so if you go to dudesons.com, you can see Novak's minging ass?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. After this, like, let's say in a half an hour or something. So, but yeah, the dude's a DVD. I mean, it's out there right now. Every day,
dude, I'm looking for a paycheck. Let me get on one of your shows, man.
Oh, you'll be the future human dartboard. Yaku will be throwing darts at you and cut your finger off.
I
but you know, we're actually looking for a place over in Finland for a new place because we burned down the old house. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's on the DVD, right?
Yeah. That's how it all ends up. So, it was kind of because we lived here for the summer when the TV show was rolling. So, we were looking for a new place, and the landlord that we were getting the house from had seen us, and she was like, oh, yeah, you're the guys who burnt down your own house in Finland. You're like, you're not getting this place. That bitch.
How'd you burn it down?
It was an accident. Yarpy was cooking inside.
It was. He was cooking inside.
Yeah, it was a barbecue inside, so it got
burned. Barbecue.
Wasn't it on, like, the coffee table or something?
Yeah, it was, like, in the library room, on just the table.
Well, the perfect thing to catch on fire, books.
Books, paper.
Well, we had, a fire extinguisher, but, it just was empty already. But,
you didn't even test it out?
That's the good thing about Finland, because we can show all the fire and everything on TV. When we came here, we couldn't, we had to censor all that shit out, so that was kind of a bummer, but...
Yeah,
the DVD, we can put out everything.
Why do we have to get off the air? Who's next, dude?
Alice.
Fuck, dude. Do you seriously want to cut this off to hear that shit? Seriously. Dead serious.
You can stay on as long as you want to, dude.
Oh, cool. We're on.
No,
then,
I'm
boys.
Playing one more song and then we're out of here, dude. I got business to take care of, dude.
All right.
Unlike you.
Hey, right.
All right, so we're out of here, and I'm going to end this with In Flames from Sweden. This is called The Quiet Place.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah. Radio Bam, later.
on your route to try. I'm not in this to be a slave. Push the dirt. Locate what's false, life's not bad. To them are wrong. I'm a monster. Make all bad things go away. Whatever it takes to keep your hands free. It's ours. In a quiet place. All the bridges fall to the ground. And you say you sacrifice.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.